Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good
it is good to be in the house of God. Amen. Let us open our Bible and read 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 1 to 12. 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 1 to 12. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as the newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye might grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto to also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Amen. Yes, Lord, and thank you for because you have chosen us and brought us near to you as your own people and called us to worship you and serve you. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessing we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us, your goodness, your mercies to us, for your love and care for us, for all answered prayers, for the salvation, for the wonders and miracles, and for the whole week you sustain us. Thank you, Lord, because you neither leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Lord, for our food, the good health, the strength, the clothes, the favor that comes from you. Thank you for your word that we read daily to remind us to obey you. And thank you for all things working together for our good in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God and renounce them. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. We humble down ourselves before you, and we confess our anger, unteachable heart, jealousy, doubt, non-forgiveness, stubbornness, love of money, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, telling lies, immoralities, worldliness, the love of money, and the lust of eyes. We commit ourselves not to do those sins again. Lord, cleanse us by your blood, that as we shed on the cross for our sins, as you said in your word, if we confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests, for God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Give ear unto our prayer, that our supplication and intercession will be heard by you, O God, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray for each family to be a good example for the people around them, that Christ shall shine through their lives, to read the Bible and to pray daily together, and to reach the lost around them. We pray to bless them, sustain their needs, and protect them from the work of evil, so each family will continue to do your will in their lives. We pray for every husband to anoint with the Holy Spirit, to lead their families, the path that you want them to go through. Help them to stand firm in the truth of your word. Give them good health, strength, perseverance to teach their families, to have a stable income to meet all their needs. We pray for each wife to be a meet helper, to her husband to assist him in leading the family and the children in a godly way. Lord, we pray for the children to be obedient to their godly parents and to obey their instructions. Lord, we pray that you help and sustain all the single mothers in the church. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the family's members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Pray for yourself to be a good example to others around you and evangelize to them. Lord, we thank you for our jobs. We commit ourselves to be a good example to our colleagues, even to our boss, to evangelize to them by words, deeds, and good attitudes. We pray for their salvation. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working. Lord, give them more incomes so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, we commit ourselves to bring to you our tithes, offering, first fruits, and our vows. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, provide their needs, protect them, and answer their prayers. Lord, help them to persevere in their trials and in doing your will in their lives. Lord, heal those who are sick, provide jobs for those who are jobless, and solve problems to those who are in trials. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those people whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, we pray for new souls to be saved from among all those groups of people. Lord, lead us to speak your word to those who are ready of them. Lord, lead us to have Bible studies with them. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and the documentation needed. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. Lord, send us to them to preach your gospel. Lord, we commit to preach to them the gospel and to live in holiness, to be a good example to them. Lord, prosper all those places so we too your church will prosper. Lord, we pray to give us favor in the eyes of the government and provide all the things we need in our ministerial works, so the works you entrusted to us to continue. Lord, help us to move with compassion to the people around us and exercise our love to them in line with your word, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for church to grow in all the ministries of the church. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for the backsliders and those who left your church to repent and come back to you. Lord, we pray for all the church members to honor the Sabbath and keep the day of worship. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregation in other places not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray to bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, the children and the youth under their parents, the wives under their husband, the translation and website and publication. Lord, go before us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and use all the social media to preach your word and to impart to them the true way, how to live in righteousness and holiness in the name of Jesus. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bestow upon us the spiritual gifts that we need to heal the sick, to evangelize, to pray, to minister and to declare your will, so they will know that you are a true God and we are your servants. We commit ourselves to reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our service today. Anoint us and refill us once again with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we offer our lives as a living sacrifices to live for you and serve you. Lord, give us spiritual gifts that we need to go and serve you. Lord, bless our prayer our songs that we will sing. Bless our giving and bless your message that we will hear today, that we will obey and our lives will be transformed. Lord, let all your people encounter you in this service. Lord, heal the sick, set people free from their bandages and save them. Lord, anoint this recording and make it reach the various congregations, families, the members of the church and other people, and your purpose may be fulfilled. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
As we worship you, let all the world come and see how the mercy we receive from you can set them free. As we worship you, let us with joy that fills our hearts bring a hunger and a hope to the souls who strayed so far.
We come to this place, O Lord, to worship you in spirit and truth. As we gather together in your name as a family, may your name be lifted up, O Lord God. Thank you, O Lord, that you have called us. You have given us your purpose, O Lord, and we declare, O Lord God, the salvation that you have given us. We declare, O Lord, the good things, O Lord God, that is going to happen even in behalf of us, O Lord God, for the sake of your name, for the glory of your name. Thank you, Lord God. Continue to strengthen each one of us that we will not fear anything, whatever is in front of us, because we know that you are with us. Hallelujah. Let's praise him. promise that you are always with us. Even we pass through the fire, we'll pass through the waters, you are there to take us, to lift us up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you that each day of our life, there is hope. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us the glory of your name, the power of your word. Hallelujah. For good to those who love God and to those who you have called according to your purpose, oh God. Thank you, Father. We offer your lives, for we know that your plans are better than our plans, oh God. Your ways are better than our ways.
Down before you, oh Lord, all I regret.
What we've been through, oh Lord. Things that are behind us, we offer unto you because we believe that even the bad things in our life, you can turn it into good, oh Lord. As you have said, oh Lord, even the stones can cry out and worship you. Thank you, oh Father God. We pray, oh Lord God, that the plans, the dreams, the thoughts, the feelings that we have will always be according to your word and according to your plan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offering, and first fruit to God. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 9 to 12, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you lights. Delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord God, we thank you, we praise your name, Lord, for your gracious God who give everything we need. We praise and thank you as we bring our tithes, offering, and first fruit into your storehouse. Bless us, open the windows of heaven to us, for your people will bless and rebuke the devourer in our lives. Lord, bless this money as a source of help to the needy and poor and for the extension of your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us continue our worship to God. I'm reading the message from our overseer, Dr. Ramis. The title is Farming, Part 1. The title is Farming, Part 1. Kindly open our Bibles and book Genesis, chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. And then 23. Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 to 19, and then 23. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it, it was thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. Father, we praise you and thank you for your word. We pray to give us obedient heart to comply the discipline that you ordained to your people and see the wonders and beauty of your holiness as we obey. Bless this message and spread it as you desire. Anoint my lips to read and proclaim as you want us to be. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. After man sinned, the Lord gave him herbs to eat. Thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And entrusted to him the task to till the ground and from his work on the land to reproduce the herb. Farming is not easy job. It need much time and effort. But the man needed to work and plant his herbs so he would be able to eat and not die from hunger. Herbs are easy to reproduce, for they only take few weeks to few months to grow and be ready. But fruits are difficult because they need longer time, probably several years. When God placed the man in the garden eastward in Eden, it was planted by the Lord, and everything was prepared for a man to live there and eat of its fruit. Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 to 10 and then 15. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from thence it was parted, and became into four heads. And the Lord God took the man, and put him into the garden of Eden, to dress it and to keep it. The Lord established everything in that garden, and he provided the rivers to water the trees of the garden. Adam only needed to dress the trees. But when God drove him outside that garden, he needed to do everything with his hand from scratch. He needed to till and prepare the soil, plant the seed, water the plants, and wait patiently till he got herbs to eat. That is why today, planting and working as a farmer is hardly any man's choice. But let us put in our minds that farming was a form of discipline for men after he sinned against God. It was humiliating for man to dig, excavate the land, and break the clods. He needed to bend his back to do that. But when he was in the Garden of Eden, he just had to raise his hand to pick the fruit from the tree and consume it anytime he desired. Farming continued to grow and progress. Men continued to farm to secure the source of healthy food. Before the flood, plant food was the only food available to man and beast. Cain became a farmer. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 3, and in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Noah also farmed after the flood. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 20, and Noah began to be a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard. Isaac was a farmer. In Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. Isaac dug wells to find water. In Genesis chapter 26, verses 18 to 22. And Isaac dig again the wells of water which they had dig in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants dig in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, the waters is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they dig another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitna. And he removed from thence and dig another well, and for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord had made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Isaac and his men dug wells, because water was needed to maintain the plants to yield fruit. He faced repeated troubles because of the wells that he dug, but he persevered till he settled with a stable source of water to sustain his plantation. We need to persevere to maintain water for our plants. The land needed to be watered so the plants would grow and yield fruit. God's word shows us how that can be. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 10 to 12, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 10 to 12, for the land whether thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt, from whence ye came out, where thou sowest thy seed, and waterest it with thy foot, as a garden of herbs. But the land whether ye go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. Land can be watered either by men who construct channels to bring the water from its source to where the plants are located, or it can be watered directly by God through rains that he sent to the land in the right season. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse, I'm sorry, Leviticus chapter 26 verse 4, Leviticus chapter 26 verse 4, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 12, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto the many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. The land is source of food for men and for animals. Deuteronomy chapter 20 verse 19, for the tree of the field is man's life. Therefore, we need to persevere in farming and in planting trees to provide the necessary food. Farming protects the country from ruin. Egypt and the surrounding nations were protected from famine by the grain that had been stored in the 7 years of plenty. In Genesis chapter 41, verses 34 to 36, let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years, and let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of the Pharaoh, and let them keep poor food in the cities. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. Farming requires time, effort, an attitude of obedience, patience, and perseverance, a piece of land or soil and source of water. It is rewarded by the yield obtained free of charge. The blessedness of farming can be enjoyed by being willing to comply with the discipline of God, accepting hard work and a hard life. Farming, from the Bible's point of view, is not a profession, but a way of life and a requirement. Every man needs to plant and harvest herbs, vegetables, and fruits. Many people have houses with gardens full of beautiful flowers of different scents and colors. But actually, God wants us to plant plants so that we can eat of their fruit, leaves, flowers, and seeds. It is a source of living, a way to exercise our bodies, live healthy lives, and at the same time, behold their beauty. It is a way to save money, to enjoy fresh food, to work as a team with our family members, and enjoy the wonders of God. We can only marvel at their growth from a mere seed to a huge fruit-bearing tree. It is one way of saving our finances. In many parts of the world, people are living in houses that are surrounded by lands, and they have source of water such as rain to water the plants. Men, women, and children in their free time can get involved in planting, and surely they will get a harvest of what they plant. I had a dream. This is from Dr. Ramis, that recorded several times. In the dream, I was collecting coins belonging to my country from the dry soil. In the dream, the coin collection was going on, and my two hands were full in steel. Everywhere, I found coins that I needed to collect. Around me, there were people moving around, but not one of them thought of bending down and collecting the coins that I was seeing. I was wondering in the dream why the people were not coming and collecting, because what I was collecting was equal to today's wages. Around the building that I'm residing and where our church worship center is located, there is a piece of land. Beside and behind it, full of sand. On that land, one day we found a big sack of coins belonging to different countries. Some of these coins were of highly value, and we added it to church treasury. On the same piece of land, the Lord directed my wife to plant vegetables of various kinds. She dug and prepared the land for planting. We utilized the water that we collected after washing dishes and clothes, carrying in it in buckets to water these plants. After a while, we dug small channels in the ground and directed the water from our kitchen into these channels to water our plants. For the last few years, we have been using the products of our own garden. I have stopped going to the market to buy vegetables. The whole family is involved in the garden, one plants and other waters. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, I have planted, Apostles watered, but God gave the increase. We don't need to buy fertilizer. We use as fertilizer the fallen leaves of the trees, the vegetables and fruit peels, and the eggshells after we powdered it. We collect these materials and put them into sealed containers layered with any kind of soil and then covered with water to decompose by itself. And in a few months' time, they serve as fertilizer. We collect containers of different sizes to grow plants. We stack in the lower parts of the containers dead leaves and the vegetable peels and add water to it. Then above this layer, we put the soil and sow our seeds. In the few months' time, when the plants begin to grow, there is natural compost to support the plants and enable them to yield good fruit. We get large quantities of vegetables, and sometimes there is a surplus which we store. During the harvest time, we are very joyful to harvest very big pumpkins, lettuce, tomatoes, curds, greens, beans, and eggplants. We freeze a portion of the vegetable to keep a reserve for the hot summer months because the place we reside in is very hot and most of the plants cannot survive the heat. Moreover, in summer, the price of vegetables shoots up. That's why we gather our vegetables in autumn, winter, and spring, and freeze them to consume in summer. In spring, when our vegetables garden is green and well-watered and colorful, it is visited by swarms of honeybees. The plants produce flowers that attract the bees to feed on the pollen. The bees help the plants in fertilization and thus increase their harvest. Every month, I'm able to save because I don't need to go to market to buy vegetables. The extra money I collect over a period of few months, which I give as a burnt offering to the Lord. The Lord has increased our faith and trust in Him, as He has shown us on several occasions that as we obey Him, He will be the one to add blessings to our lives and give us the harvest so that we can eat the fruit of our land. In Psalms chapter 85, verse 12, yeah, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. We give to our church members what God had blessed us with, and we have taught our members and our co-workers in the different congregations by sharing with them our experience in farming and storing food. We got a good number of them to get started on their own gardens, and their experience had been the same. And every time they harvest, they bring to the Lord their first fruits. That reminds me of what had happened in the time of Solomon. In 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 25, and Judah and Israel dwelt safely, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, from Dan even to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. My dear and beloved, let us serve God's purpose and commit ourselves to lead the style of life that the scriptures of this message teach us about farming. Let us be willing to work as a team with our family members to start to use the resources available for us to farm and to plant the various herbs, vegetables, and trees of fruits. Let us use whatever land available for farming, or even cans and various containers that we put soil in them. Let us keep time and effort to fulfill the task of farming. Let us humble ourselves before God and willingly accept the discipline of farming as God ordained it on us to go through. Let us be hardworking in tilling the ground, breaking the clods to prepare the land to put the seed to grow. Let us be diligent to bring a source of water to water the plants and on time so they will grow and we will have the harvest. Let us be teachable and allow God to teach us and guide us how to plant. Let us be willing to change our attitudes, to have more faith and to have more patience, hardworking and persevering, so we will have a big harvest of healthy food. Let us commit ourselves to have good stewardship to all what we had received from God. Let us enjoy the other benefit of farming, being source of living, a way to exercise our bodies, healthy lives, and at the same time, behold the beauty of the plants. It is a way to save money, to enjoy fresh food, to work as a team with our family members, and to enjoy seeing the wonders of God. Amen. Let us pray. Let us stand, please. Father God in heaven, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and who rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word to me and this message that showed me the importance of the good practice and the style of farming. Lord, thank you for all the resources that you have placed in my hand, from the land, water, seeds, fertilizer, and the team with me, from my family members, that we can start this good work of yours. Confess and renounce now all your sins. Confess and renounce your laziness, escaping doing the hard work and suffering for Christ. Confess your lack of patience and perseverance. Confess and renounce doing your own will and plan and not the will and the plan of God. Confess your bad stewardship and your bad example to others and using the resources. Confess and renounce wasting your time being yoked with non-believers and on the media, TV, games, and news. Confess your lack of reading God's word and your lack of prayers. Confess your unwillingness to serve God as His word teach us and your unwillingness to suffer for Him. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins.
Every new day, your glory unfolds.
Lord, I commit myself to the teaching and the principles that I receive in this message. Lord, I commit myself to start to farm according to what I have from resources. Lord, teach me how to do such and bless the work of my hands and let the fruit of out of all this world. Lord, I commit myself also to use my time to serve you and to reach new people, to preach to them the gospel and give them your word. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and came back to you, willing to do your will and the good plan that you have for them and their lives, and to get involved in farming and serving you. Lord, use them to be a good examples in their places and bless all the works of their hands. Lord, provide all their needs and sustain their resources so they will continue to serve you. Lord, bless us as your church as we continue to teach your word and implement your instruction to your people. Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to teach about the importance of farming and motivate others to start to farm around their places of living. Lord, we commit ourselves to go forward, reaching new people and places with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us spiritual gifts that we need to go and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.